us as trade unions, being the major stakeholders as well, we're supposed to be updated as to what is actually transpiring. Because there's a lot of rumor mongering around. Some are saying already the general manager has been appointed. Some are saying someone comes from Botswana. And there are some rumors saying someone from UK. All those are rumors. And we are very much worried about such rumors. We thought from the onset, we're supposed also to be updated as to what is actually taking place. Whether the current acting general manager is meeting the requirements or not, that should not be made as a secret.
Now, does it mean management is at loggerheads with the workers as well? Because we thought it was just the minister.
From the look of things, Chris, it's really unfortunate. Because we thought if the management were not at loggerheads with us as workers, they were supposed to tell us how far they've gone. Because the issue of the general manager is not a new issue. The substantive general manager is about 2 years ago since he passed away. And by now, we should also be light as to what actually is happening. So it's from the look of things, it's like management, they are also a blogger in situation. Because as workers, we've always been calling for the substantive general manager. We want a general manager who will make decisions, not in someone who will be in acting capacity. Because as you know, acting is associated with its own challenges. But if someone is a substantive someone, he or she can make substantive decisions, which we think as it is now, those are the decisions that lack in the railways.